540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The legal fight over former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's conviction is not over yet. Her attorneys want the verdict thrown out, saying a recent court ruling in a similar immigration case backs them up. Prosecutors say the decision does not change the case against her. Dugan was convicted of obstructing federal agents during an arrest attempt at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. Her lawyers say they'll challenge the case again on appeal. A new plan to shrink class sizes in MPS is drawing concerns from the teachers' union. The district says they'll hire more than 280 staff members, including teachers and support workers, following earlier job cuts outside the classroom. According to Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, union leaders say the idea makes sense, but they question whether there are enough teachers to make it work. They're pushing for faster wage increases to help fill open positions. District leaders say the plan is part of a broader effort to manage finances and support students. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A legal fight is underway in Milwaukee as a food truck owner challenges a new city curfew set to begin this weekend. The ordinance restricts late-night hours for food trucks in parts of downtown. Attorneys for Fatty Patty food truck owner Abdallah Ismail say the rule is unfair and targets food trucks while restaurants can stay open later. They're asking a court to pause the law before it takes effect. The city says the measure is aimed at reducing crime in those areas. Some Ascension patients in smaller hospital ICUs may no longer see a critical care doctor in person. JS Online reports that as of May 1st, those doctors are now available by video at a few satellite hospitals, while on-site hospitalists and other staff handle day-to-day care. Nurses say that could slow emergency treatment if a patient suddenly gets worse. Ascension says the telemedicine model is common and that they have protocols in place for urgent situations. Union support is growing at Milwaukee's Landmark Credit Union Live. Another group of workers has now organized. More than 80% of about 210 employees signed on to join a local hospitality union. The company recognized the union after staying neutral during the process. It comes weeks after food and beverage workers at the venue also unionized. Employees say they're coming together to push for fair pay. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on the award-winning 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new IKEA store is set to open in Madison in fall of 2026, expanding the company's presence in Wisconsin. It will be located on Junction Road and will be the second store in the state, joining the Oak Creek location. IKEA says the store will feature room displays, planning services, and thousands of home products. Customers will be able to take some items home right away or order larger pieces for delivery. The store will also include a deli with classic IKEA food options. City leaders in one Wisconsin community have said no to No Mow May. Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher says helping pollinators early in the season is a good idea, but some people stretched the idea well beyond May.
The council voted to do away with it. Their thoughts were that, and I tend to agree that it was kind of abused.
Instead, officials are encouraging other steps, limiting or eliminating chemical treatments and letting grass grow to 6 or 7 inches before cutting. Doing some digging could also help.
If people can plant more gardens, whether it's just a circle of wildflowers that they mow around or whatever, I think that that's great and it looks nicer and all that.
Some communities still participating in No Mow May have you sign up or get a sign for your yard. A conservative law firm is suing to block Wisconsin's new ban on people from out of state collecting ballot signatures, saying the law violates the First Amendment. The lawsuit from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty challenges a bipartisan measure signed by Governor Tony Evers that limits who can gather signatures for recall elections and for state and local candidates. Supporters of the law say it was needed after failed efforts to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, which they say relied heavily on outside activists. The case has now been moved to federal court. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers open a three-game weekend series against the New York Yankees tonight. Brewers analyst Vinny Rattino.
They're going to have to play really clean baseball. They're going to have to really pitch well. They're going to have to come up with some timely hits in order to win this series. This Yankees team looks like the class of baseball.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will kick off their regular season at Lambeau Field against Notre Dame Sunday night, September 6th at 6:30, Labor Day weekend. NBA, the Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam asked if he plans on being more involved with the team this year after hiring Taylor Jenkins as head coach.
Do I think we'll be here more? I do. And very, very excited to continue working with John and to get off to, we've already established a good relationship with Taylor, but work with he and the guys to build the kind of team that this community deserves.
That's the Bucks' Jimmy Haslam with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and warmer today. We'll get to the mid to upper 60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 45 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another great day with lots of sunshine and a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.